USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The official withdrawal of all U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan has begun. President Biden announced last month that all American forces would be leaving the country by this September, several months after an initial deadline agreed on in a deal with the Taliban during the Trump administration. The process of shipping equipment back to the U.S. had already begun. President Biden set a deadline of September 11th for the nearly 3,000 remaining American troops to leave Afghanistan. Soon after he made that announcement, NATO announced it would also pull out its more than 7,000 troops as well. Mask requirements for all U.S. transportation networks have been extended. A TSA requirement mandating mask wearing for travelers and workers in the country's airports, commercial flights, and commuter bus and rail services has been extended through September 13th. And Medina Spirit has won the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. Trainer Bob Baffert has his 7th Derby winner, the most of any trainer. Jockey John Velasquez won his 4th run for the Roses. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the U.S. begins bringing troops home from Afghanistan, Wendy King looks back at when it all began.
It's been 10 years since the leader of al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. In Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. President Biden has ordered them out of the country by September 11th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Medina Spirit has won the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. With the win, trainer Bob Baffert becomes the winningest trainer in the Derby's history, notching his 7th victory. Jockey John Velasquez also won his 4th run for the Roses aboard Medina Spirit. Race favorite Essential Quality ended up 4th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
India continues to deal with a large surge in COVID cases, recording more than 400,000 new cases on Saturday. At the same time, the country's vaccination efforts have been slow. While more than 150 million doses have been administered, just under 2% of the population have been fully vaccinated. Earlier this week, the Biden administration agreed to send millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the U.S. stockpile to India and other countries dealing with outbreaks. Those vaccines will have to pass a safety check. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says the U.S. should send those shots immediately. The Illinois Democrat tells MSNBC that the U.S. needs to help contain COVID overseas so that outbreaks don't spread back to the U.S.
We should rush these vaccines abroad ASAP. And the other thing that we should do is we should waive certain intellectual property rights related to the licensing of vaccines and the production of them in other countries, including in South Africa, India, and elsewhere. We have to recognize that COVID fires are raging abroad, and not only should we, out of a sense of morality, compassion, humanity, and love, help these people in other countries, but we have to do it in our best interest, because if we don't help put out those fires, they're going to come here to burn us as well.
And a 4-person crew has left the International Space Station aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft and are heading back to Earth after 6 months on the space station. The 3 American and 1 Japanese astronauts are expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico early Sunday morning in a rare nighttime splashdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.